Good afternoon,
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am loving it. God has given me the name Fabulous to help to encourage me to come on up and do the things that He would have me to do. So I am excited. I'm excited about that. And I love it on today. So today, I want to encourage you in what the Lord has given me to share with you on today. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. What about you? Are you excited about what God is doing in your life? Yes, yes, yes. And I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. What about you? What about you? Don't you like that? The fact that we practice living this life, and then we don't have to worry about other little things that come up or may come up or however they happen, because we are living this life to the glory and to the honor of God. Amen on today. So before we get into our topic on today of living one day at a time, let's just pause and have a word of prayer. What about that? A word of prayer. Most gracious Father on today, we thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are and for all of the things that you do in our lives, God. We're excited about you, and we thank you for that, Lord. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, Lord. If we've said, thought, acted in any way to displease you, please forgive us today. And we thank you for it right now. You're so great, Lord, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you on today. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank you for that. We ask that you would go in and that you would bless those that are sick, those that are depressed, that are down and out, God, that you would go there and that you would make a way for them. I touch and agree with each one that has a request before you today, God. In the name of Jesus, would you grant it, Lord? Do it for your glory and for your praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. And we are running a little late on today, and so we don't have that much time, but we wanted to make a come in and let you know that we are here. Fabulous Fresh Touch, and we are here praising and magnifying God on today. You know, the enemy don't care what he does and how he tried to stop us from doing what God has given us to do. But we have to have that dogmatic tenacity to continue to do those things. So today we are talking about living one day at a time. And I'm talking from the scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 13. Because we know that God says in his word, and he honors his word. So we have to learn to live one day at a time. And I think about patience. Patience is one thing that we have to have to live this life one day at a time. And it's only with God's help can we do that. And we need him to help us. And so he will take us through different situations in our lives so that we can develop patience in him. Patience to wait on God to bring us through and to bring us out of situations, and then we can do just what the topic is saying, living one day at a time. It is so important that we do that and that we learn to do that early, because as we get older and grow in our relationship with God, you know, not having patience can bring you to anger places, can bring you to being disappointed in situations in your life. But if you wait on God, if we wait on him, he said, yeah, he'll make everything all right. So Ecclesiastes 1 through 13, and I want you to read that and hear what the Lord is saying in his word. He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, time to moan, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein laboreth? I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. And my prayer, today is that, you know, that I know I thank God for teaching me to live one day at a time in Jesus. Amen. And so that's what I want to encourage you on today, to live one day at a time and enjoy each day, because nothing is promised. It's one day at a time. One day at a time, and live and enjoy that so that you won't have any regrets or wish I had. So live it. Don't just work it, but live it and enjoy the Lord and your family, your friends, and whatever the Lord allow you to enjoy. Well, I've enjoyed this time with you, and until the next time that we come together and praise and magnify God, on this broadcast, we say, have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day. All right? And I'll see you the next time. Bye-bye, right here on Blog Talk Radio.